A committee of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, voted today to strip a prominent Arab legislator of his immunity. That means that he could be put on trial on charges that he supported a terrorist organization. If the full Knesset approves the move, it would mark the first time in Israel's history that parliamentary immunity has been removed on political grounds. And as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the vote has sparked a heated debate about the limits of free speech in Israel.
Azmi Bishara is eloquent, charismatic, and outspoken. He's also likely to stand trial for declaring his support of Hezbollah, the radical organization that fought Israel's occupation of South Lebanon for 25 years. Hezbollah has long been on the State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations and now faces stricter international controls of its financial assets. Last summer, Bishara visited Syria for a memorial service for Syrian President Hafez Assad. Flanked by the leaders of Hezbollah and Hamas, Bishara made a speech urging Arab states to step up resistance against Israel and praised Hezbollah. Today, by a vote of 13-7, the Knesset House Committee voted to lift Bishara's parliamentary immunity, the first time in Israel's history that immunity is being lifted for what someone said. Chaim Shibi, the parliamentary correspondent for Israel's largest circulation daily, Yedioth Ahronot, says especially now Americans should understand Israel's motivation.
This is exactly the equivalent of a Congress member supporting bin Laden right now, traveling to Afghanistan and making a speech for the right of bin Laden to conduct an active resistance against the United States.
Zev Boehm is the majority leader in parliament for the ruling Likud party. He says he voted in favor of lifting Bishara's immunity, despite his hesitations about limiting free speech. Hezbollah, he says, is dedicated to the destruction of Israel, and Bishara should not be allowed to associate with it.
He met Sheikh Nasrallah, which is the leader of this group, which is by definition a terrorist group. So I think that he crossed some red line that we cannot accept it.
While Israel considers Hezbollah a terrorist organization threatening its existence, Hezbollah defines itself as a group devoted to preserving the independence of Lebanon. Naomi Chazan, a Knesset member of the left-wing Meretz party, says today's decision is a serious mistake.
Azmi Bishara was elected for his political views. I don't have to like them or dislike them, but I have to understand that he was elected in order to express the party platform. And therefore, that's precisely what he did. To remove his immunity is a precedent which undermines the capacity of members of Knesset to express their political opinions.
Bishara himself sees the move as part of a wider program by the hardline government of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to delegitimize Israeli Palestinians, who are almost one-fifth of Israel's population.
I think the Israeli right wing is trying to use, to invest the atmosphere of war in Israel, not only for incitement against the Arab society in Israel, against the Arab representatives, but also to redraw the borders, the limits of Israeli democracy, so that they overlap with Israeli patriotism somehow. There's no place anymore for dissent.
Bishara insists he acted within the law. He says he has never supported terrorism, but sees resistance to Israeli occupation as legitimate. The whole Knesset is expected to approve lifting Bishara's immunity tomorrow, and a trial is expected soon. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.